Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Before we start this episode, Jeff, I've got a very special surprise for you.
Have you really?
I have. And you're going to love it.
I don't know if I like surprises from you.
You'll like this surprise because it involves eating.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to make you a waffle.
What, right now?
Right now, I'm going to make you a waffle.
It's... I grabbed that cup that you've got there.
Yeah.
It's a cup. And it, I thought that was my cappuccino.
Good job you didn't eat it.
I honestly was about
just
to...
batter. We are. I'm going to make you a waffle using this Harry Potter themed waffle maker. It's really small. It's super cute. Anyway,
is that on?
It's warming up. It's warming up. They're from Uncanny Brands. So if you search on Amazon for Uncanny Brands, they've got loads and loads of kind of kitchen appliances, small appliances, toasters, waffle makers, toasty makers. This is and all licensed. So this is the Harry Potter toasty maker with the lightning strike, with Harry Potter's glasses. So that imprints on your toasty.
Yep.
Right, that's the Harry Potter one.
Yep.
This, right up my street, is the Pokemon waffle maker. That is the Pikachu waffle maker. I love Pokemon. Right up my street.
Can I just say, I'm all in on this.
All in.
All in, and my kids are even more in.
They love it. They really love it. They've got Star Wars as well. They've got Batman.
I saw the Batman one.
So they've got loads of stuff. And it's so much fun for the kids.
It is.
Right, I'm going to make this one. I'm going to pour it in.
Okay. Is it hot enough? Have you checked the light, yeah?
I've checked the light.
Okay. I can hear the sizzle.
I'm not sure my batter makes.
No, that's good. That's perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Right, that is in.
So it says 3 to 4 minutes.
Yeah.
So I like mine a bit more crunchier.
Oh, do you?
And a bit more fluffy inside.
Fussy.
And Noah, my eldest, likes it kind of not burnt, but he likes it to have a bit of colour.
I do as well. There's nothing worse than soggy anything.
No, it's true.
So search for Uncanny Brands. I'm going to come back in 2 or 3 minutes when that's ready, and I will show you exactly how that comes out. And then JK gets to eat it.
Yes!
Right, okay, are you ready for this?
Okay.
It's done.
Okay. Looks good, looks good.
Just how you like it.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, mate.
Look
I'll try and just
that.
Hold that up. Hogwarts-esque. Nearly. Hogwarts-esque.
Let's have a look. Hang on. I need to do a bit of tidying up, if that's all right.
Yeah, go on, tidy up. So if your kids are massive Harry Potter fans, or Star Wars, or Pokemon, or Batman, Uncanny Brands have these waffle makers where they imprint the logo or a design that's linked to the character or the show or whatever it is that's on that one. And you can then have Harry Potter waffles every morning. You like it crunchy? Yeah, I'll try a bit. Need some maple syrup, though.
That has got a good crunch as well.
Yeah, and it's soft in the middle.
That is bang on.
Yeah.
Really good.
Super easy to make. Kids can make the batter. I'd highly recommend it. So search for Uncanny Brands on Amazon, and they've got loads of stuff. Check it out. Great Christmas presents. Great everyday presents. And enjoy.
Enjoy. Perfect for Sunday mornings, by the way.
Mm.
Great. Get down, get the waffle maker out, make your batter together. Don't do what I did and just totally screw it up. And also, the instructions are in the box to make the batter, the perfect batter. It's great.
There's enough batter for another one. Should I do another one?
Yeah, do another one.
A Dadsnet original podcast.
Welcome back to the Dadsnet podcast. I'm Al, that's JK, and today we're talking about masculinity.
Urgh.
And Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
Well, the two things go hand in hand, right?
I suppose so, yeah. I haven't heard the name Chuck Norris for a long time.
Ah, well, get ready, my friend, because we've got some corkers for you a little bit later on.
Right.
I know. How's things?
I know we briefly chatted about this. Well, you're doing well. We briefly chatted about this before we started recording. We were talking about our kids and sleep. Luna is kind of staying in her bed.
Mm-hmm.
And she's waking up in the morning after seven. Again, naturally, she hasn't got a clock in her room. And she's coming in going, "Morning, can I put my TV on?" We're like, "Yes, you can."
Yeah.
She's going into her room, putting all her lights on, her little fairy lights that she's got above her bed, making everything all cozy, and she's just watching TV. It's, I don't know, what's happened?
Amazing. Bonus time.
I am getting so much more sleep.
Because I was going to say, what are you doing with your bonus time?
Well, no, sleep. I'm just getting, because it's still, like, she would just come into our room, wouldn't she, about midnight or 1 a.m. But then, because she's like an octopus, you just keep waking up or you'll get scratched by what I call her little raptors.
Yeah.
And
I thought you looked a little fresh.
Yeah.
Skipping your step.
I'm genuinely now sleeping. I sound like a baby. I'm sleeping through the night.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Aww.
And I find myself waking up now like four going, oh, Luna's not in. What am I waking up for? Why? So that's great. Yeah. Nice. I feel a bit
you
more
feel fresh.
Fresh. Yeah. Went out for a little Christmas party in the week. That was nice.
It's November.
Well, I say Christmas party, it was Kelly's birthday. So it was a sort of, but we walked through London and we saw some of the lights, but like we walked through the posh street, which I never ever go down.
What, like
Cartier?
Yeah.
Chanel. Honestly.
With the pavement's clean.
Yeah. It's so clean. Do it.
Yeah.
It's delightful. There's a little ice rink on, I can't remember where it was, something square, Hanover Square, whatever it is. Mm. But just, I'm in the zone now. Christmas decorations are going up this weekend for me, which will be the weekend of the 25th of November.
Yeah.
We're going.
We'll do it the first weekend of December.
I can't, can I? Because I'm having a bloody knee operation. So I can't even get stuff out of the shed.
We can get it out and just watch everyone
else. We haven't got space to put things like that. We're one of those houses where whatever comes out, then that box goes back in empty.
Yeah.
And then we can, yeah, we're like that. We haven't got room. We haven't got the luxuries of a shed like you've got. Like, and can I just point out, a shed which is detached from the garage. We don't have that luxury.
Well, that's now a bar.
Yeah, well, again, we definitely don't have that luxury. So wait there a second. You have the luxury to be able to store stuff and have a separate bar.
I'd like to just point out, I built the bar out of a pallet and we've probably only used it twice.
Yeah.
The rest of the time, it is just a shed.
I think there was one time we used it for filming, didn't we? That was...
Yes. Yeah. Right. That was it. Well, I've been ill. I've been so ill. I can't remember I've been ill, often. Like, once or twice a year.
You look a bit ill.
I've been ill, but this actually forced me to, stay in bed.
Yep.
For a few days. But then Jen went down. Well, then Ted went down with it. And then Jen went down with it. So when both parents are ill, you've then got to kind of just get on because you still got to look after
your tag team.
So it's been a bit pretty intense week of illness in the house, and then it lingers. You're just still coughing. God, I'm sick of this now.
I know that, well, you're a workaholic, so it's very difficult for you, and a workaholic having to work, a lot. But does it not sometimes... You still got the cough as well.
No,
do you not feel like sometimes an illness is the only way that you will just sit in bed, watch Ted Lasso or whatever it is, and force yourself just to do nothing? But I'm looking forward to my operation because it means that I get to do nothing.
Kinda, but I'm also the type of person that can't. I hate doing nothing.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So then you're in like this catch 22 where you're forced. You don't feel like you can get on with stuff because you feel ill, but also you don't want to not do anything because that's not your personality.
Yeah. Yeah, don't tell anyone, but I've purposely not watched a load of Welcome to Wrexham episodes because I'm about to get ready when I've had the knee op I'm going to smash through them.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I remember someone saying to me years and years ago, you wait till you've got kids. The only time that I ever get off from them and work is to have an operation, and I laughed, and I am now that person.
Yeah, well,
you know, you're old when
looking forward to getting the snip, so they can just have a couple of days.
I still haven't done that yet.
Well, don't do it yet. Get this op out of the way, and then you can bank the vasectomy for
when I need a bit of time off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, got you.
Exactly. Right. Well, let's get cracking. This is a post from within Dadsnet's community. excuse me. And it's from a guy called Don. And it's kind of talking. I think this is an interesting subject for men, for dads, right? So I'll read it out. If you want to get involved in the community, by the way, you can do that. Dadsnet community group. Just search on Facebook. Come and join us, or follow on the social pages and whatever else. But this is from Don. He says, "Okay, so we all know about toxic masculinity is bad, and parenting with it can lead to creating arseholes. Correct? I'm on board with avoiding this. So, how do we curb the crying without using the classic 'be a man' cliches?" Mm. He goes on. Someone's calling me. He goes on. "My five-year-old boy cries at almost everything. Some of them big things and appropriate for a little cry, but many other things not so much. This kid is crying at small little insignificant things. Mm. I'm trying to help him understand when it's okay to cry, like if you hurt yourself, if you're scared or upset, while at the same time trying to get him to save his tears for times like when he didn't get the flavor of juice he wanted for his sister. Or his sister is playing with a single piece of Lego that came from his set that he got for his birthday. And there's loads of Lego. Rah, rah, rah. Anytime I've tried to express this anecdotally to friends, doctors, or other parents, I get the same kind of reaction from them when we are trying to be polite about me being a toxic male that won't let my son cry, which is totally not the case. I just would like to see him crying about the bigger, appropriate things and not every little thing that doesn't go his way. Does anyone else have any tips to help cut out the trivial tantrums without hindering his freedom to express on the bigger issues?"
Was that Don?
That's Don.
Don. Real name?
Yeah, real name.
Don. Don, weirdly enough, I'm currently going through this. But yeah. What frustrates me the most is I think that one of my kids has seen the other one crying or shouting or screaming and getting the attention that they deserve. Mm. Well, not deserve, but getting attention. And now my eldest has decided, well, if she gets attention doing that, then I'm going to get attention by doing that as well. And it's not real crying. Yeah. It's whinging crying. Yeah. It's annoying. Because I can go in. I can actually, if I do the old parrot mimic and go, "Oh, it's so bad, isn't it?" He goes, "Shut."
So you shut it down with sarcasm.
Toxic sarcasm.
But this is the thing, right? I guess what he's saying is
that was my dog.
There is a dog in the room, by the way.
Who snored?
There is, because what he's saying is that basically when he then tells his kid to stop crying, he gets accused of being a toxic male that won't let his kid cry, whereas it's not actually the case. What you're saying is it's okay to cry, but it's not okay to cry all the time at every little thing.
Yeah. Well, and then the story of the boy who cried wolf needs to be explained. But no, I get it. It is, and I think it's also really important to know when you save that emotion, because like you said, sometimes you might not believe it. Sometimes there might be a genuine reason for it.
Yeah. Well, that's I think that's the problem. I mean, we want to teach our kids to toughen up, because the world is a big place and you're going to get knocked down. But how do you do that in a way that doesn't come across as toxic masculinity? And I think there is a danger where we talk about you can't be masculine or traditionally masculine or whatever else. And I think probably it's just the way that we describe it. And without wanting to sound like a real prick, probably a balance. Mm. It's probably just about being sensitive and emotional at some points, at the same time as other points, at other moments, saying, come on, mate, you're all right, get on with it, you're fine, toughen up, kind of thing. So to me, Don, my wisdom, if you want to call it that.
I don't think we should call it wisdom. I would say advice.
No, call it wisdom, please. My wisdom, I'm going to go for it, would be that it kind of doesn't matter necessarily in the situations, but when you deem it as a small thing, fine, you can kind of shut down the cry and toughen up, you know, teach them to be tougher and stronger and more resilient.
Yep.
And then in those other moments, be really sensitive and kind of just allow space for them to be emotional.
Yeah. No, I agree. Also, like, if let's say on the rare occasion I go out for one night, and I mean, I'm staying over somewhere, which actually doesn't happen very often at all. But is it wrong of me to say to Noah, right, you're the man of the house now, so you got to be... And that isn't me saying, because you're male, you are going to be the strongest of the house. It's not me saying that. I think it's me saying to him that there are responsibilities. Mm. There are... And he also, I think, giving him the thought of a responsibility. I mean, there's not much he's going to do in me saying to an 8-year-old, you're the man of the house.
Yeah.
But if it makes him feel like, ah, right, that means I have responsibilities. Yeah. I'll make sure my sister's okay. Well, or I'll, you know, I don't mind that phrase.
I don't mind that phrase. At the same time, as I also don't mind if you, when you go away for the night and you say to Luna, right, you're the lady of the house now. And doesn't mean you need to do the washing up. But it, you know, and so, you know, you need to check on your brother. And you've got responsibilities. And you need to kind of own that. What does mummy do? Well, mummy, she works and she does this and she helps with this and she looks after this. She looks after. So you're taking that role. And it's not about... Well, it's not about male and female roles. It's about responsibility and teaching our children that when we're away, step up. Like, come on, you're all right. Yeah. Anyway, we're talking about masculinity. There's no... It would be impossible to discuss masculinity without talking about the wonderful Chuck Norris.
Why just Chuck Norris?
Come on.
What?
He's the greatest action hero that epitomizes stereotypical and traditional masculinity, right? That we've ever known.
Okay, what roles are you talking about mainly?
In which specific films? Oh, come on. I mean, almost any of his films.
I don't know if I've seen a Chuck Norris film.
Even his cameo in Dodgeball.
Okay, yes.
When he's one of the judges, even in that moment where he gives the thumb up and they are allowed to play the final, right?
Yeah.
It's just pure wonder, okay? But I would say, potentially he's rivaling Stallone, Schwarzenegger, Dolph Lundgren, what's his name? Muscles from Brussels.
Seagal.
Van Damme. Steven Seagal. Like these proper, you know, he's... Chuck Norris is up there with these guys. So I've got some quotes for you about Chuck Norris.
I can't... It's as weird for me as it is for you listening and watching.
Okay? I think it's a perfect segue.
I can't believe we've... I thought you were going to go down the role of the top 10 most masculine actors of all time. Nope, we're just sticking with Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris is all 10.
Yeah, number 10, Chuck Norris.
Did you know Chuck Norris had a role in Star Wars?
Nope.
He was the Force.
Shut up. That's just...
It was brilliant, right?
Yeah.
Chuck Norris died 20 years ago, but death just hasn't built up the courage to tell him yet. Chuck Norris has already been to Mars. That's why there's no signs of life. He just killed them all. He just wiped them all out. Chuck Norris has a grizzly bear carpet in his room. You know, like the you know, with the head still there and stuff. Chuck Norris has a grizzly bear carpet in his room. The bear isn't dead. He's just afraid to move. Chuck Norris frequently donates blood to the Red Cross, just never his own. Chuck Norris can lift up a chair with one hand while he's sitting on it.
How does he do that?
Before going to bed, the boogeyman always checks if his closet.
You mean the boogeyman?
Boogeyman. Before going to bed,
the boogeyman will do this. The boogeyman's scary.
Yeah. All right, let's do it again. Before going to bed, the bogeyman always checked his closet for Chuck Norris. I'm going to keep going because he's a brilliant. A cop once pulled Chuck Norris over. Luckily, the cop left with only a warning. While learning CPR, Chuck Norris actually brought the practice dummy to life. Chuck Norris doesn't tell lies. He changes facts. Chuck Norris and Superman once fought each other on a bet. The loser had to start wearing his underwear on the outside of his pants. Chuck Norris once urinated in a semi-truck's gas tank as a joke. That truck is now known as Optimus Prime.
That's it.
You're going to beat that one. Oh, I've started watching this. Look at Chuck. Chuck Norris is having his effect on you.
Amazing. Amazing.
I love it.
Do you want to, there's some more. There are some more.
You got to end on a high.
They're all high.
Okay, I'm giving you two more.
Some magicians can walk on water. Chuck Norris can swim through land.
See, not as good as the Optimus Prime one.
Yeah, true. Sorry. Chuck Norris went skydiving and his parachute failed to open, so he took it back the next day for a refund.
End on that. That's good. End. Done.
Oh, God.
I told you, I've started watching the Transformers movies with Noah now.
Have you?
Yeah.
Because of Megan Fox?
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah. Genuinely not. No. Really? And Megan Fox, I mean, in the first two, was, you know.
Yeah.
But what else do I do within Dad's Net?
Film, produce.
Yes. So what am I going to say?
You just love the way it's shot.
It's the sound effects. I love the sound effects of when they transform. It.
Yeah. Actually, that's a great idea. Ted and I, we don't struggle for films. We're working through some of the Marvels. But maybe we should do the Transformers. Yeah, what are they on?
I know. I think I've got a few of them already in this. Actually, no, I think I've got them all.
Oh, right.
Okay. On digital copy.
They must be on Prime or something.
Like that. I hope they'd be on Prime.
Nice.
You didn't even mean to do that.
No, I didn't. Well, they're the best jokes.
But do you know what started us off watching them? We watched the Rise of the Beast one together.
Right.
And he loved it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we went back to the start.
Yeah, maybe we should do that though. We've just done Fantastic Four and the last one got really weird, so we're bored with that.
Oh, don't forget there's a standalone Bumblebee movie as well.
Yes.
Don't forget that. I forgot that.
Right, we'll give it a go. Well, there you go. Thank you very much. If we thank you very much for listening. Make sure you download, rate, subscribe, leave us a little comment in the reviews because they're always helpful for us. And don't forget to tell everybody to have a listen to the Dad's Net podcast.
Dad's Net Original Podcast.